question. Do you make it a deliberate policy to invite bad people around to your place, sinners if you will, and to sit down to dinner with them? And if not, why not? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. That's a pretty confronting way to kick things off today. The story I'm about to share is one that you may well be quite familiar with. Mark chapter 2, verses 15 to 17. Later that day, Jesus and his followers ate at Levi's house. There were also many tax collectors and others with bad reputations eating with them. There were many of these people who followed Jesus. When some teachers of the law who were Pharisees saw Jesus eating with such bad people, they asked his followers, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" When Jesus heard this, he said to them, "It is the sick people who need a doctor, not those who are healthy. I didn't come to invite good people. I came to invite sinners." It's one thing to be familiar with a Bible story. It's quite another to apply it to our lives. When I was one of those sinners out there, there was a couple, Sandra and Carsten, who'd invite me to sit around their dinner table. I noticed that they'd often invite their neighbours over too. And they always would say grace, knowing that there were a bunch of people around that table who didn't believe. That had a profound impact on me. In fact, it played a key role in me coming to faith. And for that reason, it's a pattern that my wife and I follow still today. Please invite sinners like me to sit around your dinner table. That's God's word fresh for you today. It's funny how God can use a simple story like that to give us a wake-up call. And if you're anything like me, hey, we all need those wake-up calls. And that's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org, and when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is freshdevotional.org.